Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I just praise you, Lord, for the work you've done. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful group of people that you've gotten together. And they're all striving and running after you and surrendering everything to you, Lord. Getting rid of the world out of our life. Getting rid of the flesh out of our life, Lord. But the only thing that's operating is you. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we're coming into a time where we're all going to be in one accord. And when we come into that one accord, Lord, I know the place is going to be shaken. And when it's shaken, the world will be shook. And we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that that time is near because the man child fixing to come on the scene. And we thank you for that more than anything, Lord. We need his wisdom. We need his words from you. And we just praise you, Lord, for bringing it on. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight's not going to be any exception. We're going to have a great time in you, Lord, because our praises all go up to you, Father, and let it be a sweet smell to you, Father. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that today Spirit of God will be working in everybody. And Lord, we thank you that we're drawn near to you tonight as we strive, Lord, to get rid of everything that's not of you. And we command all witchcraft curses spoken against this fellowship to cease their activity now. We rebuke the curses that's already been spoken. Cast them down as null and void right now in the name of Jesus, that everybody gets on, not going to have any internet problems. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that we do have dominion and power and authority over all the power of the enemy. And that don't leave nothing out. And we thank you, Father, that your angels are right now, taking care of business. And we praise you, Father, for an open heaven tonight, that the things that we pray tonight are going to be answered because we know it. We trust you to back up what your word says. Thank you, Lord, for all that's going to be accomplished tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. All right. Whew. My, my, my. Somebody. Has anybody got a prayer request? Hey, Megan. All right. No, how about a testimony? Geneva, go ahead. I think that's you.
Yeah. I don't mind some prayer. Well, it's actually kind of sad, but me and Morgan, his brother is like 2 or 3 years younger than him, and they had him and his girlfriend at the time, but now married. So they had a baby right around the time that we had Micah. And, anyways, they're not saved. They're not Christians. But you know, we love them all the same. It's just, I guess and they're both pretty young. Like I would say like, 22, 23, something like that more. Yeah. And, I think the wife is like 21, but anyways, so I guess they're getting a divorce already. And you know, they got this not even a year old baby girl and she's so, so precious. And, you know, I've been praying about it 'cause it's been really heavy on my heart and she is choosing to split from Morgan's brother. And apparently we found out, I guess she's been talking to another guy. Anyways, and I've just been praying a lot and trust the Lord to make the situation right for that little girl. You know, I don't want to grow up in a broken household and that the Lord come into their life and save them and take care of the situation. And anyways, me and Morgan, we kind of talked to Sean, that's his name, a little bit yesterday about it. And I know you know, Morgan's got 3 other brothers. So I know they're all kind of chiming in on, you know, how they feel and whatnot, but you know, I don't, divorce is not the answer. And, like I said, I know they're not saved, but I know the Lord can, he can do a miracle here. And I pray that for this precious little girl. So anyways, if you all just say a prayer for the situation.
Amen. Well, in the name of Jesus right now, I break the power of Satan on this marriage. I command it to cease its activity of faction against this marriage right now. In Jesus' name, I command you to go from them, both of them, in the name of Jesus. And Father, only you can do a miracle in this marriage. And we know that when we pray and we believe what we pray, we shall have it, and we won't talk against it anymore. We thank you, Lord, for reconciliation in this marriage. And we praise you, Father, that they're going to raise this baby girl, I think she said, up under you, Lord, because it's going to be a glorious miracle that you do in their lives. And I thank you for it, Father. And I praise you, Father, for this. I thank you, Lord, for bringing this marriage back into being. And I thank you, Lord, that all of the fleshly things and the lustful things that comes into our minds are wiped away from both of them in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that this little girl is going to have her mom and daddy from now on in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, yes. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe it.
Amen.
Anybody else want to pray? Well, it's done. Praise God. It's done. Write them down and keep praying for them. Pray in the spirit for them. Yeah, Julie.
I break all the curses that have been spoken over them about divorce and doing whatever they're being coerced or manipulated or talked into doing, and people's opinions and all lies and deceptions. And we bind up these lies of divorce and this self-will and rebellion and jealousies and fornication and everything that goes along with what's going on there. Father, you see everything. We just bind the enemy that's working and manipulating in this situation. And we command the angels to go and clear the air there, Father, and I pray that you'd bring somebody into their lives, both of them, Lord, that they'll listen to.
Amen.
Because sometimes it's not going to be family, it's going to be a stranger, or it's going to be somebody say, hey, appreciate who you have. And Lord, I pray that you would do a work of love in their heart towards each other.
Amen.
And whatever brought them together in the first place, Lord, let that be a foundation for what it's worth, Lord, but build on that with real love. And we just stand in faith, Father, for this couple, that the love of God is going to touch their hearts and that they're going to really be united as one in love, in the unity of Christ and what you brought together, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we refuse to let the enemy tear it down in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you put a hedge of protection around them. And we just come against the influences of other people who are interfering in the name of Jesus. And we command that to be severed, those relationships that are a temptation and a problem. We command that to be removed in Jesus' name. We cast that down, Father. We thank you, Lord, for working where we can't. You do more than we can ask or think, Lord. So we just lift them up to you for your grace and mercy. And trusting in you, Lord, to do a great and mighty thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank amen. You, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right, Henrietta.
Can I pray, please?
You most certainly can.
Thank you. And Lord, we thank you for the little girl. We'll place her in your hands, Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for your covering upon her in Jesus' name. We rebuke rejection. That rejection will not take root in her heart, no matter how this ends, in Jesus' name. And so we thank you, Father, for guarding her, for guiding her, and Father, for providing for her in the ways you know that she's going to need now. and the rest of her life in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, because you are our true Father. And so we thank you, Father, that she will not get lost, and that, Father in heaven, she will be guarded and guided to serve you, Lord, all the days of her life according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Devil, we refuse to allow you to do this in this family in the name of Jesus. You get your hands off of them and back off in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for restoring this relationship where they'll both have each other with their child, bringing them up into you, Lord. And we thank you for it. Praise God forevermore. Devil, back off in Jesus' name. All right. Go ahead, Missy.
Father, I asked you to bring a separation between her and this other guy in the name of Jesus. That means that you have to give him cold feet if you got to use him to say, oh boy, I'm taking on more than I bargained for. And whatever it takes, Lord, I just command a spirit of separation between the two of them, and that they would have a falling out, Lord, and she would realize what she has, Lord. And bring an appreciation in her heart and a love in her heart, Lord, and a true repentance, and thank you, Lord, for bringing them repentance and salvation in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We believe, Lord. Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
Is this couple, are they Christian at all?
No, they're not Christian. Mm-mm.
They have any kind of Christian background?
Well, so Morgan's other brother, who's been helping Sean out a lot, is a Christian. And so it's really just me, Morgan, and then his other brother, Corey, and his wife that are kind of the Christians in the family. I mean, Morgan's mom is a Christian. She's kind of a newer Christian. So, I mean, the only thing, though, is we haven't really got to talk to everybody else to know, like, where everyone else kind of stands. We've just been praying. We told Sean, like, Sean, don't make any rash decisions here. Like, don't, you know, be led by what everyone's telling you, like, as far as other people who aren't believers and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, Morgan basically feels, you know, Morgan said he doesn't come from a Christian household. So that kind of tells you.
All right. Well, we'll just pray that the Lord grant them both forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord, this relationship is built on some hard feelings and there's some unforgiveness going on. That's why they're separating, Lord. For some reason, there's something that's not being forgiven on both sides and they're holding things against each other or something. I don't know. But Lord, we ask that you change their hearts and allow them to find a forgiving spirit. Lord, we give them that peace in their hearts with each other, find a way to they can work over their difficulties so they can come back together and agree to be together. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for unforgiveness out of this marriage. In Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else? Hey, Missy. Oh, you okay? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are we done praying for that subject? I have a prayer request.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Tomorrow we're going to memorial service for Merle's brother, Dale, that passed away a couple days ago. And I just ask, Father, for traveling mercies and that we be the light, Lord, and that you comfort the hearts of the children, Lord. I don't think any of them are really saved, Lord. And I believe that Dale... probably is, according to his sister that spoke to him. She felt that he was okay, that he's good, should I say, or whatever. I just thank you, Lord, for that Moron, I would be a light of your love to them, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to use this to draw the children to you, that if they were ever, any of them were ever born again, that they would come back to you, draw them back to you, brought your spirit of repentance upon them, and save them all, Lord, because they're considered part of Moro's household, which is part of my household and then family and all. So I thank you, Lord, for doing that. And I just ask you, Lord, to use this to bring salvation to your elect, that know that Dale has passed, and that you use it to cause people to examine their lives and realize how short life is, and that to really ask, you know, where they're going to spend eternity, and that they would truly repent and believe in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I just would like to pray for Merle. I've noticed some things going on here with him lately. Forgetfulness and confusion. And I just command those spirits off of him in the name of Jesus. I command that Babylonian spirit of confusion off of Merle in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that he's clarity of mind, and that he remembers things, Lord, and that he is not forgetful, Lord. He has a good mind and a good memory, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for delivering him from all the power of the enemy, Lord, delivering from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We command his mind to be renewed in Christ. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus, because he does. He has the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Father, place it in his heart to confess it every day. And we praise you for it, Father. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Amen. Wow. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, I've got a praise report.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got up yesterday morning and, you know, I was fine. And as I got dressed, all of a sudden, it's like the tube in my ear closed up, and I could just feel this roaring in my ear, like there was fluid in my ear. And just anytime I moved, turned my head, did anything, it was just like this loud sloshing roaring noise. And so anyway, I went downstairs to get Barry's breakfast, and he was sitting there at the kitchen table, and I told him what was going on, and I walked over there and asked my beloved to pray for me, and he did. And as soon as I walked away from the table, it was gone. It happened as quickly as it started. It just that quickly left. It was amazing. So anyway, praise the Lord. It's the power of Christ in us. And I'm so thankful. I got a believing husband that'll pray with me and for me. And we just give the Lord all the praise and glory. That's it.
That's a good one. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for a praying husband and a praying wife. Glory be to God. All right, Carol, go ahead.
I'm going to tag on to that one, Marilyn. That's awesome. Exactly. The faith and prayer. Today I had, just so you know, I'm taking that next step. Today was the day where I actually signed the contract to release my condo to be sold by an agent, and the photo shoot was being done today. So it's another step. And the when the photographer came, I knew right away he was of the world. So instantly God put me on guard and he says, just stay in prayer the whole time he's here and keep your distance. And I did. I just was polite and I let him do his thing. And then a storm hits, like an instant flash flood. Water was falling sideways outside and all the lights started to flash in the house, my condo. And he proclaimed, yep, the storm's going to knock out the electricity and we're just not going to have any lights for, you know, whenever. And I said, well, I'm going to have to come against that in Jesus' name. I said, it's not going to touch my house. And he goes, well, lady, I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't believe what you believe. I said, that's okay. That's your prerogative, but it won't touch my house. And that's it. I never did that. Like with that kind of spirit, usually I back off, but I was in my home. I stood my ground. I had this amazing prayer time with the Lord this morning. I was just so happy. Now, as if that's not enough. Okay. He leaves, close my door, and I just plead the blood of Jesus, release any ungodly soul ties. I said, you guys all have to leave. And then my agent calls me because she wasn't here to find out how it went with the photographer. I said, oh, wonderful. Thank you. And she said, and she lives one block from my house. Okay. So here's the clincher of how God wants us to know how quick his prayers, how he hears the prayers of his children, you know, like Barry praying for Marilyn and boom, it was done. Well, she said to me, she says, well, I have no electricity. And she says, the sewer came back up into my sink in my house. That's how fast it was, a flash flood. And I said, well, I'm going to have to tell you in Jesus' name, we can rebuke that, because I said, it did not touch my house. So I'm going to claim that for you, ma'am. And I'm going to claim that when we sell my condo, it's going to be just you and that you won't have to share the commission, because I believe God wants to bless you. And I could tell she's like, doesn't know what to do with that, but he's given me such a boldness. So we have to come into agreement that should the Lord really want to sell it, that he would sell it and that, that she would get the full commission now that I'm, you know, bragging about God. So, so anyway, that's our Lord. Isn't that, I mean, wow. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Carol. And the real estate lady, I guess is who it was. Thank you, Father. All right, go ahead, Andrew or Ben.
That's awesome to hear, Carol. That's awesome. Glory to God. Just wanted to say we prayed for one of my friends, Jake, not too long ago. I don't know if you guys remember. Literally, not a couple of days after, he texts me, bro, we should start going to church together. And I'm like, no way. And anyway, there's a local church that we started going to. And, you know, we started going weekly pretty good. He's out of town this weekend, so we won't be able to go. But the weekend, like previous, I was starting to notice how the pastor was speaking. And he's saying how we're all sinners. And I was like, well, that's not right. We've all read Romans chapter 6. And then Jake started talking about how like we're all sinners and that. And then I almost had to stop my car and tell him, like, no, I actually opened my Bible to Romans chapter 6. And I was like, you know, saying that you're a sinner, it's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives within me. Are you saying that Jesus is a sinner? And, you know, he kind of went a little white face. And I was like, you technically, Jake, spiritually, you're dead. It's Jesus that's alive within you right now. I really want you to think about that spiritually. And, you know, yeah, I think he really did. I think he's struggling a little bit right now. I'm always praying for him. So obviously, I would always ask you for prayer for my brother, Jake. He's in a jiu-jitsu tournament right now in Florida. So he needs a lot of prayer right now to not get lost in that section of whatever it is, whatever spirit is in there. And so I'll ask in the name of Lord God, I come to you. We all come together for my brother Jake again, that he doesn't get lost in this prideful, violent spirit. I know he means well, but he needs to get shown the kingdom of God and the spirit that is within him to overcome these temptations. Let him come to God and come to the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I wanted to share that testimony because I know we all kind of prayed for him.
Yeah. I'm glad you did. Praise God.
No, no. Anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, we hook our faith up with you, Ben. We agree with you in the name of Jesus Christ. He's coming into the kingdom mightily, and he's protected. His mind is protected being down there in Florida, and he'll start seeing that he doesn't belong there, that they're worldly people, and he doesn't fit in. His mind has been altered and changed by the Lord, and he's no longer the old Ben that we know, even though part of that old man's still there. He's starting to see that he doesn't like that. Well, thank you, Jesus. And maybe find him, Lord, another hobby that he likes to stay in shape in that's not going to pull him into the world. Thank you, Father.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? I had a friend of mine that was in martial arts in big time. He was an instructor in, I don't know, whatever part of it he was in, but he was an instructor. And he instructed policemen also. And till he really got into the Lord, once he started running after the Lord, Lord pulled him out of it, and spirits went out of him from that. So praise God. That's what's going to happen to him too. Amen. Go ahead, Rion or Claire or Daniel or Mika.
Morning, everyone. I would like prayer, please, or not, yeah, just agreement, really. I was running yesterday and then I just moved and something went funny in my back and it's been pretty sore. So we've both prayed and come into agreement and broke off all curses. But I do want to say that I did ask the Lord about it and I got a dream last night. And I don't want to say too much, but I do believe it's faction and it's like actual sorcery against maybe me or maybe I don't know what, but backbiting and slander. So I asked the Lord if I have done those things and I have repented of judgment and being maybe critical about things, but this, oh, it's just it's not pleasant. So I just rebuke all. Well, Father, I come to you and I know you've made my heart clean because I've repented and I've confessed of my sins of judgment and being critical. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my voice, and thank you for knowing my heart, and thank you for being so gracious to correct so gently. And Father, I know that you are good beyond measure and everything you do is to refine us. And Father, I also know that I do not need to labor under the curse. By Jesus' stripes, I've been healed. And I've been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of liberty. So I rebuke all pain and discomfort, and I command my body to align with the word that says I'm walking perfectly in the righteousness of Christ. Thank you, Father, for letting me run and not grow weary in the spiritual sense. Thank you, Father, for giving me the grace to endure. And Father, I come against every slanderous, factious word spoken against myself and the larger body of Christ, Lord. Any dark spirits, any spirits of anger and jealousy, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim that this is a holy temple. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We believe with her. We thank you, Father, for your cleansing power throughout them. And we thank you, Lord, it is done now in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask and we pray that you keep it in our hearts to look at, keep our eyes focused on you and not on the situations. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Okay, I got my hand up. I'm going to pray. And I want everybody in here to believe with me because it affects everybody in here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the authority you've given us over all. And all, don't leave nothing out. The power of the enemy. And in the name of Jesus right now, I come against these witchcraft curses that are coming against UBM's people that are doing the work in the ministry. And I command you to cease your activity now. I bind the things that you have spoken against them up and cast them out of this fellowship in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for your cleansing power. Your cleansing power upon each and every one that's been attacked in the name of Jesus. And I command those devils to leave and take all your symptoms, all your demonic activity out of here in the name of Jesus. And like Lester Summerall says, I don't mean maybe either. You go in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, for your cleansing power throughout this fellowship and the local. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. The devil is defeated. How many of you know the devil is defeated? And he can't have this fellowship and all the books and audios and videos that are sent out. And I thank you, Father, that there's not going to hinder the work being done right now. And I command the devil to get his hands off of this ministry right now in Jesus' name. Everybody agree? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father, for getting this gospel out without any hindrance anymore from these demons in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else?
I would like a prayer request.
Okay. Debbie?
I just got a text from my son, and he says, "Hey, Mom, do you see anything wrong in this picture of my brain?" And I'm looking, there's two pictures, and again, they're circled in red. And I said, "What is this?" He says, "A massive brain tumor." So he's not answering anything back to me, but I just told him I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I want us all to just agree, come against that. And in Jesus' name, Father God, I just rebuke this in the name of Jesus Christ, this brain tumor and this curse that's being spoken over him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Father, this is not a brain tumor, Lord, and that whatever this is got to go, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you would have him be open, Lord, to me sharing with him what you did in the cross. He knows what you did in the cross, Father. Amen. Help him, Lord God, to receive, Father God, to repent, Father, and receive that total salvation, Father, and that healing, Father, and receive it as his, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Just come against this now, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for doing a mighty work in him. In this, during this trial that he's going through. Is he Christian, Debbie?
Yeah. No. His name is Albert. No, he's not Christian.
Okay. Albert, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of Satan over you, and I command you to declare and decree you to come into the kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for granting repentance to him. And Lord, we thank you that he is here. That tumor, you drop and go right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that your glory will go out from this, from Albert, because of this. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask and we pray that the next Christian that comes up to him, that he'll listen to with wisdom. And we thank you, Lord, for opening up his spiritual eyes and ears to hear the truth of the gospel. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing this for the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all believe that?
Thank you.
Amen. It's done. You, Albert, you come in. In yes. Jesus' yes. name.
Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, David or Alina.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Alina.
I just wanted to say,
recently, a lot of teachings and stuff that's been said, it's a lot of stuff has been said about distractions. And I praise the Lord for that, because I was actually really struggling with it, and just I got into YouTube again, just got really distracted with YouTube and other social media things. And I've been repenting of that, and I just praise the Lord and confess that I have no desire for that anymore. Just confessing the good report, because it was kind of a struggle, but praise the Lord that is gone and the desire is out of me. And I also had a dream last night. It was just a short little dream, but I feel like God was warning me. Pretty much just, I was walking outside with my husband, and I don't know how to explain it, but I knew that the sun was going black. And then we heard a bunch of news, and they were saying that within 24 hours, the sun is going to die out. And the whole world was in this frantic panic about how to preserve, how to make food without a sun, and how to survive, how to survive life without a sun. And I just had this very I'm just kind of all this chaos is happening around me, and I'm just kind of wow, I've had so many dreams that the world is ending, and here it's finally happening. I'm in it. That was just kind of my mental thinking in the dream. And it was just this just this realization that, what I keep hearing about, it's actually happening now, and it's not a dream anymore. I'm in it. It's happening. And then I woke up, and it turns out it is a dream. And I just felt I've been listening, and we're hearing about all these things that are coming that are going to happen. And I feel like maybe I've been acting well, I still got time. Maybe I feel like God is just kind of warning me to, be ready, get rid of these distractions, purify your heart. So I just want to be ready. I don't want to have this. I don't want to be lukewarm towards anything. I want to be able to pray earnestly for those I love and be prepared myself. And just not have this, I don't know what the word is, but this kind of not I don't care, but as if I have time, I guess, not that urgency. I want to have the urgency towards it. So yeah.
Amen. None of us do. We all want to be ready. The time to get ready is right now. If you need to know, it's right now. Run after the Lord with all your heart. Nothing else matters. YouTube don't matter. Nothing, news doesn't matter. How many of you saw that list that I posted this morning in the outreach chat that Angelica made up? Okay. I'm going to try to get somebody to copy it, put it in the chat here so everybody can get it. And it's a good tool to have right there in front of you where your computer is. Actually. Would somebody do that for me? Okay, thank you, Judy. All right, Rion, go ahead. Or Claire.
Yeah, Elena, what came to me in that dream is that, 24 hours left means that's the last day, right? And we are in the morning of the third day, which is the last day. And the distractions, what it's doing is it's hiding the sun, and the sun is obviously a play on words, on S-O-N. You know, people are learning how to, with all these things we've got, all these apps and news, which are totally unnecessary. We think we need to find out what's happening in the world. If I don't know what's happening in the world, then somehow I'm ignorant or left behind. But it's all those things are distractions to try and block out the sun, you know, to try and convince people that you can live without Jesus. And we're coming into that time now where people is saying, look, this is the last day, and this is how you survive without Jesus. And that is, you know, that's why you felt that, you know, it's so frightful in the dream, because we know that he is the bread of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Son of God, and there is no way to live without him. But I read on just this week, one of the Christian lobbyists here in Australia, his name is Martin Isles, so Greg would know him as well. He posted something on an article that he sent out, talking about how the census showed that there's less Christians in Australia. You know, the number went down, and he said, no, he doesn't think that's a bad thing necessarily. He says the reason the number has gone down is because less people are willing to tick on the form that they're Christian, because it's not the accepted norm anymore. It's not popular anymore to say that you are Christian, where in the past it was the popular thing, and that's what everybody did, is to say that you're Christian. So what's happening is that the number isn't really going down. It's just the number of people that are willing to say that they are real Christians is being better reflected in the numbers. So we're in that time where it's dark. People are saying you can live without the sun, and it's going to be very difficult, or it's very hard now to say, you know, that you need the sun and that you cannot live without the sun, which is Jesus. Yeah. So I'd like to pray for that too, Father. And it's something that I've been struggling with in the past too. So I understand what Elena is going through, Lord, but I just rebuke this need to, one, know what is going on, Lord. It's the ones who know what's going on are the ones who search out your scriptures, not the ones who search out social media and news, Lord. And two, Father, I also come against, for all of us, a spirit of escapism, trying to escape into these things and to forget. Because it's almost like it's a bit of a circle. The more you find out what is happening in the world, the more you are into these distractions that are presented to you, the more you realize how reprobate and disastrous this world is, the more you want to escape it. And then you use some of these things to escape it too, Lord. So I come against it for all of us in the body, even trying to keep busy with things that are seemingly Christian or good, but that's not the truth, Lord. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that each one of us would have a renewed desire to study and read your word and become more and more like Christ and endure. No matter what the world is saying, that you can live without Jesus in these dark times. We know the truth is that we can't. That Lord, you are every breath that we take. You are the breath in us. You are the spirit in us. And we have the spirit of Christ in us too. And we'll continue, we'll endure. So I thank you, Father, for lifting up my brothers and sisters in this and giving them a renewed hope and renewed peace, that you are sovereign and you are in control of all of these things. And we just respond to your Holy Spirit for what we need to pray for and who we need to pray for, Lord. And then we just lay it at your feet and you do the rest. And we're so grateful for that, Lord. Thank you, Father, for filling each one of us up with your peace and your patience and long-suffering, Lord, and enduring in our faith. Let us run this race all the way to the end, not looking left or right, Father, but staying on this narrow path so we can enter into that gate. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. Yes, if anybody's interested, Julie just posted it in there. Joe, all you got to do is look in there in the chat. You'll have everything that's on the outreach also.
And Retta put it in there too.
Okay, good.
I just narrowed down the little bullet points, and she put the whole thing in there.
All right, that's good.
Thanks, sister.
All right, anyone else? I'll probably do that and put it in there. typed it out, then put it up on top of my printer so I couldn't see it. But we'll find it later. All right. Yeah, Jilly, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is it?
Michelle.
Oh, yeah, okay, Michelle.
Hi. I'm outside next to a bridge, so hopefully you can hear me okay. But I just wanted to say I really just share in what everybody's talking about in terms of the distraction, YouTube, definitely, and it was all good stuff, nothing negative. It was all about the Lord, but testimonies late at night, I got into a habit, which I noticed that seems like a lot of people get sucked in late at night, and it's been hard for me to get up at 5 for my time with the Lord and push that back later in the morning. And I was really encouraged by the testimony the other day, and I've just been really trusting God to break that yoke. It's such a powerful demonic agenda right now. I think even when it's good things, like the Lord is only saying one thing to us at a time. And so we have to hear that one thing. Oh. And the mind can't, you know, take in 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9, 10 good things. And so it's just too much stuff in our minds, and we lose what's important with all the distractions. So I just wanted to say I'm believing for him to break that in my life, and realize from the testimony this week that I wasn't fully surrendered. I kept trying a little bit of my own and trusting him. And so after hearing that testimony, I was like, Lord, I quit. I can't do this. You have to do it. And I know you will do it. I wanted to share that. It's just the urgency of the hour. I believe that we're in the morning, the third day. And it's time to just focus on the Lord and screen out everything else but his voice and just running hard after him. And the last thing I just wanted to ask for prayer, because I'm just battling physical issues, and I'm tempted to go to a neurologist because, you know, people are like, yes, God can heal through medicine too, like he might use that, or it's just not wise to, you know, not address these things, Michelle, because, you know, they might have something. And of course I would go functional and holistic, because I don't believe in medicine. And I don't want to take their drugs, but I've been tempted because the symptoms are getting so bad and severe, and it's like, you know, maybe I should go. Maybe there's something I need to know. And so I just need prayer to continue to contend and stand until I'm totally whole and healed. And so I just wanted prayer for that. I'm still connected.
I heard a lot of it. Julie, can you help me here?
Yeah. Michelle, that you said you've had having some neurological issues. So without going into detail, are you having like pain or dizziness or?
Pain. Lots of pain. So
like a lot of headaches and stuff, or?
No, it's nerves, stinging stuff. Yeah, okay. In addition to some other stuff that, you know, just probably pointless to talk about. But I just need faith to stand and receive.
Well, healing. Amen.
I know that I'm healed, and I know that, you know, in my head at least. My heart needs to know it to enter into it. So,
okay.
And to deal with the temptation that I see a neurologist. Okay. I don't want to go there and they're going to say some horrible thing that's going to really mess up my face and make it harder to see. Yeah. I know that's what's going to happen.
You believe, right? You believe in the healing power of the gospel, right?
Yes, totally and completely convinced.
Well, we just come against all the attacks of the enemy, of confusion, doubt, uncertainty, fear, worry, anxiety, stress, and every word curse has been spoken over you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray and ask in agreement with Michelle that you give her bold faith and courage and strength and endurance, and that she trusts you despite what it feels like until everything manifests, because we do not receive the curse. Michelle doesn't receive the curse. And we just thank you, Lord, for her humility, her honesty. And we just command healing to her body. Every part of her body, every pain has to go. Everything affecting her nerves, her blood, her mind, all witchcraft, all cursing, spells, jinxes, voodoo, anything that's been spoken against her and sent her away, and every assignment of the devil, we break its power off of Michelle in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. She is redeemed from all the curse of the law. Christ Jesus became curse for her. She's a new creation in Christ Jesus. The body of Christ does not have sickness or disease or cursing or any such thing. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the faith and the ability to rest in you and trust you, and that it's done, and that she makes a bold confession that she's healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Doesn't accept anything but that. Jesus' name. We break the power of this spirit of infirmity and command it to go. Take all your little dominions with you in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for complete healing of Michelle in Jesus' name, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, as they say. And we believe, Lord, that your cleansing power is going through her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Michelle. And Father, we thank you that place it in our hearts that every time that we get on the internet to look up some silly thing, that it takes away from what we just put in from the Word of God. And we thank you, Father, for doing that in the name of Jesus. Everything that we put in from the world negates the things that we've already put in from the Word. And everything that we put in from the Word negates everything from the world. And we thank you, Father, that you're doing that in each one of us to get us off of the worldly ways of man. And we thank you, Father, that the only news we need is your news in Jesus' name, which is the real good news. Amen and amen. Whoa. Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Rhea.
Yeah, I would just want to agree with that as well. And say, Michelle, the Lord says, we're two or more gathered together and agree as touching anything is done with my Father in heaven. And that agree doesn't mean we just have to agree or shake hands. No, it means if you agree with what the Word says, and we agree, yes, the Word does say that, then it is so, right? That's all it is. And the Word says, God says that you have the mind of Christ. We all can agree on that the Word does say that you, it's no longer you that live, it's Christ live in you, and that you've been given the mind of Christ. And that when you were baptized and you were born again, you repented, you believed, that it's no longer you that live, but it's Christ who lives in you, right? And you live in that resurrection life. Now, that is what the Word says. Now, family and friends and other seemingly well-meaning people will say that man has got ways and methods. And yes, the world does have their ways and methods, but we know that it lacks, because we know the Creator. We know the one who's made your mind and has made your body. And so if we agree all here now that that's what the Word says, then it is done, and is done in heaven. So I declare and decree that it is so, because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and his Word is settled, and nothing will change that. Amen. It is done. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Amen. He said it is finished.
Thank you. I so appreciate all of you. I so appreciate your faith. It means so much to me. Thank you so, so much. And I just was meditating today on the scriptures. I think it was Colossians, maybe, but it was about, just being complete in him, and that I have his mind, and just really trying to get that into my spirit. So it's funny that you use that same scripture, that I have his mind and I have his faith, yeah. Right? We have his faith. We have the faith of Christ. and God raised him up by the operation of the faith of God. And so thank you so much.
Amen.
I'm going to mute.
Okay, go ahead, Julie.
Michelle, I was just going to ask you one more thing. Are you familiar with David's teaching on the tongue conquers the curse?
Am I muted?
I can hear you.
Okay, I guess that didn't work. I think I might have skimmed some of it, but I definitely can go back and take a look at that.
There's an audio and there's a book, a PDF book on the website, The Tongue Conquers the Curse. And it's just agreeing with God's word and confessing it and believing it until everything manifests the way we're agreeing with God's word. And it's just taking authority over our thoughts and being careful how we speak and that kind of thing. And like Michael and Rian were saying, it's like, you know, we're not diagnosing ourselves, except we just agree with what God says about us. That's the only diagnosis we need.
Right.
Yeah. You don't need anyone to tell you. Don't need to tell anyone to tell you that you're this or that, or this is wrong, or this might be it. Cause they'll go, you know, they'll find something if you go, you know, they're going to find something. They're going to make something up. Right. Even if they don't find anything because you're there. So just stay with the word, the real good news, like everyone's saying, and you're healed, sister. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. I'm healed.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. And I'm going to check that out. Thank you. Okay, I'm muting. I'm going to try to mute anyway.
Try star six.
Okay, Megan, go ahead.
Megan, we can't hear you at all, sister.
Your audio is terrible. Your audio is nothing. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I need a prayer request because I have a driver's test written portion on Monday, and I think I misplaced my birth certificate, and my diploma is required for a driver's test, so I need prayer for that also.
Okay. Well, Father, we thank you that all the things that she needs is going to be right at her hand, and we praise you for it. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving her wisdom to go in there without any anxiety and ace that test in Jesus' name. And she'll walk out of there with her license, fully confident that she can do this thing. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Y'all believe that for Megan? Amen. All of us done. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen,
Megan. Yes, you are.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let you guys know that Joe is wanting to join the Signal app. So I just let him know about it on the chat. So just tell him what he needs to do, because I don't know that part.
Okay. Who is that wanting to know?
Me. Yeah.
Okay, Joe. All right. Let me tell you how. Yeah. All right. Hang on. Yeah. All you have to do is download the Signal app.
Okay.
And that's all you got to do. And when I see it on there, when you do, text me and I'll get you in there.
Okay. Is there a code and all that stuff?
No, there's no code.
Okay, cool.
It's just real simple chat. That's all it is. We just have a group there that we pray.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for something like that. Anything more? Okay.
There's one little small thing that I forgot to tell you. There's a $700 initial fee that you have to pay, but it's a lifetime fee.
Well, I haven't worked on it overtime, so you know. I'm
just kidding you, Joe. No, you get on there. I'll get you on there, buddy. Yeah.
Perfect. Appreciate it, brother.
All right. All right. Anyone else? There you go. That's right, Sam. It does, Samuel. It does. Go ahead, Anretta.
I was hoping to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, thanks. I have a friend. We prayed and God healed her back. She's got really aggressive cancer, but she was asking for us to pray for her boyfriend, which because he has backache as well. And I said, oh yeah, there's no problem. But she also wants to pray for his salvation and his deliverance. So he's not Kim, but she's Kim. And I'm not sure where the line is, like when is it prayer and when does it cross over to witchcraft? Or like, you know, sort of enforcing your will on others. Does that make sense? The question? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was muted and I was talking. I have done that in the past, but this is the last time I'm going to do that. I see that look of unbelief in you, Claire. All right. Yeah, did you say that you wanted us to pray for her boyfriend for salvation?
Yes, that's what she was asking for. But he's okay. He's not kin, but she's kin. So I'm okay. Not sure. Yeah.
Well, that's an unequally yoked. But anyway, we can pray for his salvation and God will answer our prayers, okay?
Thank you.
And tell her to believe also that it's done.
Yep.
And she needs to keep thanking God that it's done, okay?
Thank you. Her name is
All Faith. Right, Father, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
Okay.
Yep.
Lord, this boyfriend of this girl that's friends with Anretta, we lift him up to you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you grant repentance to him. And in the meantime, I break the power of Satan off of him right now. You foul demons of hell, I command you to get away from his thinking. And I praise you, Father, for granting repentance to him and getting somebody in front of him that he'll listen to give the truth of the gospel. And I thank you, Father, that it is done. Amen and amen. It is done. It is done. Thank you, Father, for bringing him into the kingdom. I believe it. Y'all believe it?
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Michael, she also asked the question after we pray that we maybe explain when is it witchcraft if you're praying for someone, you know, to bring them into the kingdom. Is that witchcraft? Is it forcing our will on God? She also had that question.
No, it's faith. That's all it is faith. You believe it. What the word says, he says in Mark 11, 23 and 24, when you pray and you believe what you pray, you're going to have it. And also in John 14:14, if you pray in his name, in Jesus' name, you shall have it. That's what he said. And so that's what we do. We pray, we believe. And as long as it's in God's will, and it's in God's will because we pray in God's name. Jesus' name. So that man's coming in. I believe it. I tell you a little secret. Reason I pray for people like that, I heard a story, and I've told you y'all this, some of y'all this before, that Kenneth Hagin was praying for his brother who hadn't been saved, and they were way on up in his years. And Hagin just got down and the Holy Spirit came on him and he said, I break the power of Satan over my brother's life, you foul, evil spirit. Turn loose of him now in Jesus' name and I declare and decree him into the kingdom. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Got up, walked away. 10 days later, the boy came into the kingdom without any kind of sign that he was going to do it. And he's still, I don't even know if he's, I don't think he's still alive, but that's what we do. We believe, we declare and decree the promises of God. Walk in faith. That faith is not wavering at all. We endure in our faith to see it happen. Not when we think it ought to happen, but when we see it happen, and we thank God for it every day. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else? We all got people that we've been praying for. Don't quit thanking God for their salvation because they're coming in. And we're going to see it here pretty quick, I believe. I don't believe God's going to let us down. Well, I know he's not going to let us down if you trust him. Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all ready to listen to some good praise and worship? Man, okay. In 2 years, I got the first song. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that to you.
Michael, I can't hear anything.
Be healed.
Unmute yourself.
Michael, we can't hear anything.
You can't hear it? Huh. Let me see what's going on here. Let's try this again.
You'll have to sing along for us.
We give you permission, brother. Please sing.
All right. Let's see what we got going on here. Let me share the screen again. Oh. I see. Then, okay, we got her now. I'll start my singing. Y'all ready? Tell me if you can hear it.
rips at the seams, flowing with blood and with water, a song of love pouring out from the tree, singing for the joy set before me, for the joy set before me.
Somebody's not muted.
I
May we ever, Lord, be bringing all to Thee in earnest prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. of your great love, a love so rich, so pure, a love beyond compare. The wilderness, the barren plains, become as blessing in the warmth of your embrace. When earthly wisdom dims the light of knowing you, or if my search for understanding clouds your way, to you I'll fly, my hiding place, where revelation is, beholding face to face. May my heart sing your praise, my search for understanding clouds your way, to you I'll fly, my hiding place, where revelation is, beholding face to face. May my heart sing your praise. Oh. May my voice lift your name.
how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning, and I repented of my sin and won the victory.
Come on.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bore me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, yeah, I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, did Jesus come and heal my broken spirit? And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, we say, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bore me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleanse. Oh, victory, sing it out. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bore me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. But
the story ain't over, folks, 'cause I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption store. And some sweet day, and some sweet day, I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, sing it, church. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bore me. Yes, he did, and he loved me, yeah. I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Say no weapon formed
Although they've set a snare and a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
A blind man on the roadside, and he heard a commotion. Yeah. It was Jesus passing by with a crowd, and he stirred his emotion. Oh, he then displaced his whole life. Should he I know that I'm broken, but I heard you can hear me. Yeah.
thank you, Lord.
Thought he could keep you 6 feet down. You could hear him singing our victory song. But a funny thing happened. The devil thought wrong. The devil thought wrong, thought wrong. You came right.
By and by,
our bountiful Father above. He will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our day. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
By and by,
in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
By and by,
in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.